Nemo, a few minutes to go. 1-1. You must be feeling somewhat relieved that Milan haven't scored a couple of good chances.
Absolutely. I think Inter are lucky not to be a goal down.
87th minute.
Yeah, 87th minute.
Something late here. I think Milan have given up everything they've got. They've had their chances. Can Inter steal it?
No, I still think they have a chance in them, but I think Inter are lucky not to be a goal down because Milan have had the best chances in the second half.
Yeah, I agree. Here they come again. Left half space. Oh, nearly fell to Loftus-Cheek. Outside the box. Reinders.
Inter look tired and
arrogant. Reinders tries a shot. Good block there.
No, it's
still coming.
Yeah. No, Inter look a little bit tired and disjointed and making very, very many unforced errors, simple errors that they usually don't make. There's no energy in Inter and Milan look like they're growing with every minute.
They've got a bit of pep in there. Oh, Di Marco on Loftus-Cheek there. That was brutal. Yellow card.
No, Inter are tired.
I'm going to come back and get your thoughts in a moment. It's going to go speak to the Irish lads. Here he is, Joe O'Sullivan.
How are we?
What are you thinking in the last few minutes here?
It's losing the momentum a little bit, isn't it?
A little bit scrappy, but Milan look like they're finishing a bit better.
Yeah, there's a lot of space opening up. Inter started pushing forward, but Milan have had three amazing counterattacks. They should be winning the game, really, shouldn't they?
They should, yeah. They should put one of those chances away. Yeah. We saw it happen with Como last week when they couldn't put theirs away. So
I saw Rafael Leao look like he was having a little huff there when he got taken off, but he had one or two amazing chances and he missed them.
Yeah, there was a massive one before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Here's another set piece. Decent ball in. Ooh. Oh, Milan have pinched it. Milan have pinched it here.
There you
what
go.
A header. And Nima's going to be seething. I was just talking to him.
None of us expected that.
Well, he was saying he's expecting a Milan winner.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been dealing with his couch or Tourette syndrome for the past few minutes. He's not going to be happy with this. He's never been to a Milan derby and left as a loser. They're starting to leave now in the stands, the Inter supporters.
Yeah.
Lorenzo, what do you think of that one? I've got Mr. Football Italia here. Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, before the game, probably yes, but watching the game, it was...
It's been the theme of the second half.
Yeah. It's... And it had to be Gabbia. To be honest, he played a very good game. I mean, very solid. He was expected he would start, because yesterday it was clear he would start. It had to be him, because he played a very good game defensively.
They played to their strengths, Milan.
Yeah, it's surprising, because yesterday we wouldn't expect to be at this stage and see Milan ahead. But given what we saw tonight, it's not undeserved, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is incredible. Look at that in the stands there. They're by far outnumbered, but listen.
To be fair, even at the start, the Curva Sud Milano have been just as loud, if not louder, than 80, 90% of the stadium that's all Inter. Still time for something to happen, though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Milan probably top two, to be honest.
And does Fonseca keep his job if it stays like this?
Nima seems to think even with a draw he will. At the moment, he's in the lead. Incredible. This is incredible.
Everything.
You were saying before at halftime that you can compare the atmosphere to going to Buenos Aires, to
the Boca River. Classico, yeah, completely. And in a way, it's got an extra element because there's been no away fans at those games for a while because of a ban. Do you know what it's like when you have the surround sound, the earphones in, and you've got a riff on one ear and the drums in the other?
Yeah.
The chants are just going across the pitch at each other. Panned, it's mental.
They're panned it, and it's bouncing off the walls.
And also the whistling that in the Premier League, it's not really a noise that you get, and it adds something. It's incredible. The atmosphere is incredible.
Totally different atmosphere in the Premier League, isn't it?
Yeah.
The red and black flags are going off. Still, the Curva Nord could turn out. They won't be happy if they lose. It'll be the first time Milan win in quite a while, so... how are you finding it here in Milano anyway?
Amazing. Spent a few more days in the city this time. Got to know it a bit more. Amazing food, amazing buildings. There's even some third division football you can enjoy if you're at a loose end.
Yeah, you went to see Alcione Milano and Vicenza, 2-1 for...
Vicenza for the away side. Di Marco's brother, of course, was playing in the left-back role as well. I'm sure he's probably in the Curva tonight. But it is a real football city. You got that vibe today walking around town, obviously. It's been fantastic. Would highly recommend everyone putting Milan or a Milan derby right at the top of their list.
Yeah, listen to that.
It's incredible.
How much stoppages we got?
They deserve it, Milan.
On this performance, I mean, they play well. Yeah. And if anything, the roles have kind of been reversed. Everyone expected Inter to come in and have their way.
Exactly.
And just, you know, smash them. Yeah. Some were even talking up 4, 5, 6 goals.
Yeah.
You just never know in football.
Yeah. No, Inter had a couple of good half chances in the second half. There was a beautiful cross there put in. I think had Lautaro gambled. It was a tap-in. But like we said, on the counter, Milan could have been 3 or 4-1 up, to be honest, at this stage. So they deserve it, especially with the criticism. They got played off the park here by Liverpool the other night. It's become so much more of a derby than perhaps we expected before the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a brilliant response from Milan now that Paolo Fonseca's been under the pump. Everyone writing about how this was his funeral. He was coming to his own funeral. And the Milanisti, I guess there were memes going around before the game. Had lunch with a Milan supporter. He said, "We win either way. We lose, Fonseca's gone, and we win. So I think they're going to win, and maybe this could be the start of something. And Inter lose the option of going equal top with Torino, yeah, who are top.
Well, hopefully, from a Milan point of view, it's not a smokescreen, and it doesn't keep him in a job, and things don't work out. You never know, though. He's not been in the job long, has he? Perhaps all the criticism was a bit unfair, but yeah, look at them, pretty happy boys now.
Yeah.
Only as good as your last game, I suppose.
Yeah, well, 3 days is a long time in anything, especially football, when you're playing Champions League in Serie A every few days. I guess we're going to see how they go from here. It'll be an interesting narrative, interesting press conference. I think Simone Inzaghi is going to get a third degree. I know Nima from Italian Football Podcast is going to probably lose his. He's been very visceral with every pass, and here comes Milan again. Maybe a late goal to put it to bed. No, it's through to Sommer. But
in the same way, you know, Inter have been amazing for the last 2 years. Probably should have done better in Europe, but they went to City and drew the other night.
Yeah.
Record-winning Scudetto last season, but they'll be fuming tonight because of this. And like we said, only as good as your last game.
Oh, it was a headed chance there. And it's been put over the top. I think that was Mkhitaryan. Now, if you're listening to this, those are the chants of the Milan fans, and there's not long left in stoppages. A good young Emmett Gates in the stands there. He's right underneath the Milan fans, so he'll be feeling that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he said there wasn't much of an atmosphere for the first half because Milan were leading for so long. Oh, well, Inter got their goal back. Milan with a winner, and we're nearly at the end. But you got to say it's well worth the money, the time to come here and have a look. Milan Fashion Week is a bonus, wasn't it?
Of course, 100%. All the beautiful people were in Milan this weekend, so that was a bonus. Aside from the football, you could tell that there was something big going on. This is the icing on the cake, though. I'm sure there's lots of people who have done both. And if you were writing the script for this match, you know, the atmosphere with both teams scoring in the first half, some handbags, lots of chances, and a late winner. And here we go again, maybe. It couldn't have went much better for us, could it?
It's Reinders. Oh, out comes Sommer. Clears the danger. Yeah, it's a very unexpected evening. But well worth it, well worth it. I'll be in the Tribuna Stampa. Almost feel privileged to be here. We're right in the halfway line as well.
Yeah. To be honest, when things were kicking off in the first half and both fans were going at each other, I felt genuinely privileged to be in the ground. You realise, such a cliche, isn't it? But until you go and you watch it and you feel it, you realise how huge this fixture is.
Oh, here come Milan. They've got a 2-on-1 overload. They're coming into the box. It's got to be a goal for 3-1.
Here we go.
Surely.
There's been two or three of those chances, haven't there? But this one won't matter. None of them will matter in the end if they get the win.
That was the final kick of the game over the bar. The sound of AC Milan victorious. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Thanks, Emilio.
Let's see if I can get a word out of Nima. He might not be willing to make a comment. He's writing his tweet. Congratulations. Compliments to Fonseca for getting Milan to execute his game plan to the letter. Inter look like a team 1 week post pre-season. And he's not happy. We'll see if Nima's going to go down to the post-match press conference. See if we'll get a word out of him. Anything to add, Nima?
No, it's like I told you guys in the preview.
You were right, yeah, you were right.
I was expecting this because Inter aren't there and Milan pride comes in. And tonight we saw Fonseca, compliments to him for getting his Milan to execute his game plan to the letter. And this gives him space, this gives him time, this gives him new life, this gives Milan new life. The crisi is not fully over, but this gives them breathing room. And now they can build. This gives them belief, something they've not had.
Yeah, poor result for Inter, but it makes it a little bit more tasty with Milan back. You know, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it's going to go in the post-match press conference with Fonseca. Everyone expected this to be his funeral.
Well, everyone except me. I knew this was going to happen because you could tell that in the air. You could tell it when you saw both teams. It was a different Milan. It was a different Inter. Inter need to snap out of this pre-season, post-pre-season blues. The games come every 3 days. Now they have Udinese away, Champions League. They need to snap out of it. Last time they lost the derby to Milan, it took them 6 months to get over it. They don't have that time.
When was the last time Milan won the derby, other than tonight? And commiserations to you, because now you've experienced the Inter losing here, but it must be, what, seven, eight games, isn't it?
No, 12 years. I think I've seen 13, 14 derbies, so this is my first loss.
Oh, yeah, on a personal, individual level, yeah.
But I mean, six games, six wins in a row was surreal. That streak was going to end. And I'd rather lose the derby early in the season than middle of the season. There's still time to recover from this. The other teams, all of them, I told you at halftime, it's a sluggish start by everyone. So it's no over or crazy by any stretch of the imagination. But Inter need to snap out of whatever is plaguing them.
Yeah, those are the words of Nima. And I think we'll leave it there. It's been a massive night here at the San Siro. I mean, what an atmosphere for neutrals that have never been.
Listen, this place is magical. It truly is magical. It's a magical place. It really is the La Scala del Calcio. It's unbelievable. Even though tonight I feel the atmosphere wasn't as it usually is, felt a little bit dead. Milan fans were a bit timid at the beginning. Inter fans weren't fired up that there was no tifo, but it was still a fantastic atmosphere.
Yeah. Oh, well, the man who feels every pass, every throw-in, every decision from the referee. Maybe we'll get a commiseratory Aperol Spritz after the game. Who knows?
Who knows?
I will leave it there, guys. Destination Calcio on site here in Milano, the San Siro, the Stadio Giuseppe Meazza.